First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores points out what is debatable about the GOP's wanting to pull out of debates.
Nothing demonstrates the GOP's descent into authoritarianism better than the recent decision by the Republican National Committee to pull out of the Presidential Debate Commission. They made clear that any debate format that focuses on facts, where both sides are given equal time, and where one side is not allowed to continually interrupt the other, is unacceptable. This is because the right wing knows that reality has a liberal bias. When people are faced with facts and reasoned discussion, right wing ideas almost always lose. The right can only win through lies, misinformation, and distortion. When the playing field is level, they don't stand a chance. Movements that lose faith in their ability to persuade the public using the merits of their ideas will often resort to corruption and violence to have their way, since they know they can't win legitimately. This is a scary place for a country to be. Let me be clear. Center-right ideas have a rightful place in American society, and many are worthy of consideration and sometimes even adoption. But the right wing in America isn't interested in reasonable political ideas because what they want is deeply unpopular, a white supremacist Christian hierarchy. So, they use all the tools in the fascist toolkit to distract people away from what's truly important: healthcare, the climate, inequality, and instead foment resentment against marginalized groups. They will keep doing this as long as it works. It's up to us to make sure that it doesn't. I'm Jason Scores.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you've got something to say, send a 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Laurie Korn.